New West Press presents Rolling Thunder, written by A.J. Devlin and narrated by Paul Deuter. About the author. A.J. Devlin grew up in Greater Vancouver before moving to Southern California for 6 years, where he earned a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Screenwriting from Chapman University and a Master of Fine Arts in Screenwriting from the American Film Institute. After working as a screenwriter in Hollywood, he moved back home to Port Moody, B.C., where he now lives with his wife and 2 children. Cobra Clutch, the first book in the Hammerhead Jed mystery series, was released in April 2018 and was nominated for a Lefty Award for Best Debut Mystery and won the 2019 Arthur Ellis Award for Best First Crime Novel. For more information on A.J. and his books, please visit www.ajdevlin.com, www.ajdevlin.com. Dedication. For my grandfather, Bill Gillis. Rolling thunder. Rolling thunder. Noun. Verb used with object. 1. The action of a forward roll towards an opponent using the complete rotation to spring up onto their feet and into the air and perform an attack. The most popular version of this ends with a jumping somersault senton. 1. 2 thoughts popped into my head when the 300-pound woman on roller skates slapped me on the ass. First, that she must have been skating very fast before delivering the spank, as the force with which she pummeled my posterior sent shockwaves throughout my body and caused me to stumble forward, no small feat when you consider that I'm 6'3" and weigh close to 240, give or take a few pounds, depending upon whether there's been a spike in my milkshake intake. The second thought was that the sheer size of this heavy-set hellion on wheels hand was astounding, for when she delivered her vigorous blow to my buttocks, her giant meat hook nearly engulfed the entire circumference of my behind. I regained my balance and was rubbing my stinging rump when I realized what had just transpired turned a simple bum assault from a playful incident into a full-blown calamity. Upon impact, the large, delicious Dairy Queen banana milkshake I had been nursing flew out of my hand and splattered onto the concrete floor. I was no longer annoyed. Now I was livid. I heard the rolling fanny whacker cackle riotously, her laughter echoing throughout the arena. I locked eyes with her across the track, and she winked at me and blew me a kiss. I furrowed my brow and opened my mouth to let fly a string of obscenities, but before I had the chance, Stephanie Danielson, a.k.a. Stormy Days, ripped into her teammate like a tornado in a trailer park. "Jesus Christ, Jabba!" she yelled. "What the hell is the matter with you?" Stormy turned to me and gently rubbed my arm. "Sorry, Jed, I know how much you like your milkshakes." I stared at the banana-flavored ice cream goodness as it continued to spill out of the cup onto the glossy gray concrete, like a brother in arms bleeding out on the battlefield. I sighed deeply. At that moment, the booty-smacking milkshake assassin completed another lap on the roller derby track. "You got yourself some nice buns there, Butterfingers," she hollered as she whizzed by and continued around the track for another lap. "That's enough, Jabba," barked Stormy before patting my arm some more. I finally snapped out of my milkshake mourning and focused. "Why do you keep calling her Jabba?" I asked. "That's her name," replied Stormy. "Jabba the Slut." "That's not really her name." "Yes, it is." "So if I looked at her driver's license, it would say, Jabba the Slut?" "It may as well. This is roller derby, Jed. Our names are what empower us as warrior women and make us who we are. It's why, back when I used to wrestle, I was Stormy Days, but now when I hit the track, I become the Amazombie." Stormy put her hands on her hips and puffed out her chest proudly. I had met her 8 months ago while unofficially working my first case. Her ex-boyfriend and my former friend and pro-wrestling tag team partner, Johnny Mamba, had been murdered, and my investigation led me to her. Although I briefly considered her a suspect in Johnny's death, it quickly became clear that she was a good woman who had loved him dearly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?